Amerika.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to go back? Here is the easiest question anyone will ever ask you. What is your favorite comfort food? What is your favorite comfort food? In case you don't know what comfort food is, it was first defined in 1966 in the Palm Beach Post like this. They said, "Adults who are under severe emotional stress turn to what could be called comfort food. Food associated with the security of childhood, like mother's poached eggs or famous chicken soup. Comfort food." So what would be your comfort food? What do you turn to for de-stressing yourself? The Huffington Post listed these items: grilled cheese sandwiches, creamed spinach, roasted chicken, peanut butter, straight out of the jar with a spoon, of course, spaghetti and meatballs, chocolate pudding, shrimp and grits. It's a southern favorite. Sorry to tell you all this before breakfast. Now, what do you think would be a priest's comfort food? Well, when I live with Monsignor Hebert, and remember, he's a gourmet chef, sometimes we didn't have time to cook. And so he would always go out and get fried chicken. That was his go-to comfort food. One of my last days in India, we stopped and ordered French fries. I was all curried out. Whether we're under a lot of stress or just need to decompress, comfort food comes to the rescue. What does the Bible cook up for comfort food? In the first reading today, Ezekiel receives some comfort food straight from the hands of God, who cooks almost as good as Hebert. We read, "He said to me, 'Son of man, eat what is set before you. Eat this scroll. Then go, speak to the house of Israel.' And how did God's food taste? Ezekiel says, 'I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth.' In Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, another prophet eats God's comfort food. Jeremiah says, 'When I found your words, O Lord, I devoured them. They became the joy and the comfort of my heart.' And in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, John enjoys God's cooking. He says, 'I went and asked the angel to give me the little scroll. The angel said to me, take and eat it. It will be bitter in your stomach, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. You see, no one can cook like the Creator, because He knows how to nourish both body and soul. My friends, I can't tell you how happy I am when I see so many Catholics hungry for God's comfort food, His Word, which is as sweet as honey. Let me tell you about just a few of the groups that are meeting in our parish. We have a group of men that meets at 6 a.m. on Friday mornings to break open the Word like they break open hard-boiled eggs, hungry. We have a group of ladies that meets on Monday evenings to taste the sweetness of God's cooking. A group of stay-at-home moms meets at noon to devour the Word and let it be the joy of their hearts. Of course, the ladies' auxiliary has been meeting since Solomon built the temple and is feeding themselves, body and spirit, on God's goodness. And what an inspiration to this priest to see 75 to 100 people attending daily Mass, daily Mass, who are hungry for some divine comfort food, the Word in the Bible, and the Word in the body and the blood. Let me ask you again, what is your favorite comfort food? Go ahead and enjoy the mac and cheese and the hamburgers and the pizzas, but also develop a hunger for God's cooking. There is no better way to reduce stress and to decompress. And besides, it's also low-cal. Praised be Jesus Christ.